Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been a full week, and there is still an argument going on between Radar and producer Dave that I'm taking it to the air, both of you. We need to have listeners solve this once and for all so that we can put it behind us and move on, because you guys still this morning are debating about what you can and can't do when you travel, and we'll explain coming up.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Thanks for having us on this morning. And you can call in and let us know your feelings about this, but I'm telling you right now, your feelings are going to be with me on this whole situation.
Well,
Elizabeth, it's going to happen.
This is still, it's been a week. Last week, Wednesday, a week from today, a week ago, we were down in Chicago for a work conference, and we took the train down. And these two, producer Dave and Radar, sat next to each other, and I sat across the aisle, and that's when it started.
Producer Dave sat next to me. Go ahead.
That's when it started.
Whoa, I thought you wanted me to sit there.
The argument is it rude to put your chair back when you're on, in that case, a train, or you're on a plane, because one of you tried to put your chair back, and then the other went back and forth, and now you guys just brought it up again. I've heard it the whole time in Chicago. Who's on what side?
I'm saying that you can put your chair back because when
you
we
tried to do it on the train.
Right. And when we sat down, the guy in front of us even had his chair back. And I get this look and this touch on my shoulder from producer Dave going, look at this guy. I'm like, what? That's what the chair is meant to be. It's meant to have a back. Just like on an airplane, you hit the little button, boom, you go, you recline back a little bit. Yes, producer
Dave.
See,
I was in such an internal struggle too, because I wanted to sit next to my partner, Radar, on the train.
BFF.
But the guy in front of me had his chair all the way back. I had, like, no leg room, but I wasn't going to move because I think it's rude, honestly, to bring your chairs back. I know that they have the ability to do it, but just because it can doesn't mean you should.
Oh.
Right? If someone's sitting behind you, it makes it so uncomfortable for that person. Like, when I'm on a plane especially, I never want to put my chair back because I know the person behind me has no room. If there's no one sitting behind you wherever you're traveling, sure, lean your chair back. But when people sit behind you, don't do it. Give them some space.
Here's the rebuttal. You bought a ticket. You should be able to do that in your seat no
Hey-o.
Matter what.
I agree. You can do it, but it's rude. Be considerate of the people around you.
You're not going to win this one.
And it was just brought up in the studio again this morning. They were kind of teasing each other, and then that's when producer Dave said, well, at least I don't put my chair back all the way and lay down on a train.
Yeah, chairbacker.
And there it goes.
And there
right
it goes.
Away.
And I said, okay, let's see what the majority of people listening. If you're up early this morning with us, give us a call right now, 414-799-1099. We've all been there, a plane or a train. Can you put your seat back? Or is it rude if you put your seat back? 414-799-1099. Are we ready to like find out what people think and then put this to bed, everyone?
Let's prove Radar wrong.
Let's do it up because I know people are going to be on my side.
All right, it's the mix.
Wrong.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.